What's up, Kansas State Nation? Another edition coming at you right now. The Pooper Project Podcast Daily Edition here. Eddie Greer III, he was you guys' host of this other Kansas State podcast. All things Kansas State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas. The track and field team wrapped up a two-day meet over the weekend in Fayetteville, Arkansas at Randall Tyson Indoor Track at Fayetteville, Arkansas, home of University of Arkansas, SEC opponent, or SEC school, as you say there, as the K-State in day two really showed out, including a highlight, probably, on now I know, in part one of the Tyson Invitational recap. There were a lot of PRs there for several K-Staters. Track and field squad. And here, day two was highlighted by one, Hallie Spector, breaking the K-State record in the indoor mile. Indoor mile on Saturday. Woo! He left it all out there. Spector finishing a run-up spot in the men's indoor mile with a personal best 4 minutes and 2 seconds to break the previous record here at K-State held by Jeff Schmell. Yeah, Jeff Schmell. We'll just roll with that. Sorry for the pause there. All the way back in 1976, with a time of 4 minutes and 2 seconds, 40.42. Yeah, and this was broken mere seconds of that, 4 minutes, 2 seconds, .07 from Spector on Saturday at the Tyson Invitational. Wow, big congratulations to him on that. You know I was fast. These guys and gals are faster than me by maybe a minute in a mile, I probably said, because my fastest mile is 5 flat. So, and that was last summer. Yeah, during one of the 5K runs, I went out way hard than I needed to and clocked at 5 flat. So I know that. But I did back in the day, I did clock under 4. No, not under 4. That's way too fast. Under 5, for sure. I know that. But for Hallie Spector to do that in that arena, that is amazing. Congratulations to him on that. Mike Rollinger, in that same event, came home in the 8th spot with a time of 4 minutes and 9 seconds there. On the girls' side, Cindy Burton's been putting together some great performances here in the indoor season. She ran a women's mile as well, and she won the thing. Hell yeah! With a time, with a PR of 4 minutes, 42 seconds, and .36, you want to add that. But Cindy Burton also wins the race, but also PRs. That's what I'm talking about right there. So Cindy Burton's one of those girls I follow on my Strava page when K-State Strava. So I've been keeping close tabs on her. So, but great job by Cindy. And remember, Cindy Burton, again, she led. She started hot in the cross country season last fall. If you were with us back then, she led the women's team for the first three meets before she kind of struggled down the stretch. But that was a huge win by Burton. Freshman Grace Meyer ran her fastest mile PR with a 5:01 for her there as well. There are other Wildcats finishing the top 10 to close out the Tyson Invitational, including Cam Garrett, sophomore, in the men's high jump with an 8th place finish. But he put down a 6:11 jump there. And, of course, Jasmine Greer, who's a junior, was 10th in the shot put with a throw of 48.1/50 there as well. Other distance runners included Jessica Carraway, put down her fastest 800 meters in the indoor season to this point. Top 15 finish for her, exactly 15th, with a time of 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Sophomore Matthew Hauser finished 14th, and Jack Vincent 15th. 4 minutes, 11 seconds, 4 minutes, 12 seconds respectively there as well for the two of them as well. Let's see here. Will Carroll in the 800, 1 minute, 52 seconds, finished 13th. Men's pole vault, we kind of covered that. Well, actually, that was the other end. Jesse Pinkley jumped, cleared a 15.7 in the men's pole vault there. Grace Thompson finished 21st in the women's shot put, 45.02.25. JC Schroeder finished 7 spots ahead of her in 14th with a throw of 47.11.25. Trying to get, I think we covered everybody there. We did. I want to get everybody in there as well. So, kudos goes out to Hallie Spector for getting the record, the new record now, in the men's indoor mile there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Congratulations. Like I said in part one, some of these individuals are starting to hit their pace at the right time, or throws or jumps at the right time. You want to be hitting your stride around probably this time around indoor. Like, again, I'm not a big fan of indoor. I'm not a big fan of the indoor season. So, but kudos though to the men and women on the track and field team. Cindy Burton again winning her race in the women's mile over the weekend as well. Next time the women's track and field team will set center stage, and I wanted to hear what the director of operations for track and field team Cliff Ravetto had to say about these performances, but I didn't get anything from that. So, but anyways, K-State on Friday at Ahern, Steve Miller Invitational. So definitely, you're in the area, definitely go check out some track and field. Go check that out at Ahern this Friday, because again, they get. I think track and field around here, and this might be a little bit biased, but I think it's a little overlooked, however you want to say it, not really paid close attention enough because of the athletes and things like that for Clifford Vettel and the staff as well. So I think it gets, well, it is overlooked actually. Yeah, I think they're a little bit overlooked. Or you know, guys know what I'm talking about. I don't think they get talked about enough. That's the word I'm trying to say here on this podcast. I don't think they get talked about enough here. But that's why you want to take full advantage of subscribing to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, where we cover all things K-State, not just two sports. We cover everything from men's golf to rowing. Yeah, everything. We got it here on the podcast. So that what makes our podcast different from most of the K-State podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas. Obviously, they have experts that have it do it better, but hey, they focus on the football and men's basketball side, while me, EG3, focus on all K-State sports. So definitely, you're a big fan of K-State, you want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and make sure you download episode 144 of the recent edition of the Pro Project Podcast weekly with my co-host Alex Aiden. For this week, it's just going to be me. And depending on when this, I wanted to come out a little earlier this week because of a couple of basketball games. But keep a lot because I think when this comes up, part two, episode 145, might be possibly be out. You're going to be hearing me going off. So make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it. And oh, by the way, you can find me on Twitter. DM me if you have any questions about anything, or in particular, men's basketball, women's basketball, so forth. Find me, hit me up at Eddie_EG3. That's going to do it on another edition, track and field edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Talk to you on the next edition.